This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
You hear the siren.
Oh, yeah! It's another fun-filled fact frenzy here on the Intel Scanner. On another winderific Tuesday night.
Or very evening. Cold Tuesday night, actually.
There's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. Got it jam-packed. We've got notes. We've got stacks of paper. So much to do. So little time. I would just like to say that Stephen Hawking warns the Earth could go to hell as intelligent computers take over. So that'll be
he's the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got a computer brain too, I think. So that's why he's saying that computers are going to take over.
Yeah, it's a computer. A computer's the reason he can talk and think, isn't it?
That's so funny.
Computers are the only reason he's still alive. And yes, he's like,
he's a walking
computers
cyborg.
Are going to take over.
Like, you don't say, bud.
So look out for that guy. His wheelchair is getting rocket launchers fitted to it as we speak. It's the rise of the machines. Meanwhile, 100 brains go missing from the University of Texas. Thieves are still unlocated. They got plenty of brains. I mean, between them all, 100 brains.
Suspect is...
If you could just extract all of the knowledge built up.
Suspect is a zombie.
So if you have recently lost your mind, go check it out.
Could be in Texas.
Or so, lost your
mind. The real question is why would they have 100 brains just hanging out?
Well, the UOT...
Zombie,
you know,
couldn't you just have like 10 or 15 and do the right amount of research on 100?
Well, they can't get the right studies off of just 3 or 4 of them, you know. Gotta have 100.
I pity the fool who steals my brain.
They're preserved in jars of formaldehyde.
Be a waste of a felony?
Maybe they just got took for the formaldehyde. You know, actually one of the missing brains is believed to have belonged to clock tower sniper Charles Whitman.
Oh.
So somebody might have stole the sniper's brain.
Which college was that?
So it could have been like Skull and Bones. They do shit like that.
I don't know. But yeah, could have just been a Halloween prank, whatever.
Could be zombies.
They're hungry.
Enrolled at the college.
They have pets. Pet zombies that they had to feed.
Feed the brains to. You think zombies like brains more than any other part of the body?
I do not know.
What's our topic tonight, guys? I know we got something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though?
Your mom, actually.
I heard that you guys were on MontanaRadio.net. And told some friends to check it out. They're listening right now, but I also found there was another medium to listen to you guys on TuneInRadio.net, the app. So everybody out there, make sure you guys download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for MontanaRadio.net.
Fucking do it or we'll kill you.
Or kill you. With that Ebola virus vial that we never did
that we
sell.
Still have.
We still have.
In the studio. We can't get a good enough bid on it, so we've just sat on it.
545-4496, that's the number you guys want to call.
Especially
if you guys want to call in. So
if you're a member of ISIS and are interested in a small vial of Ebola.
Or the BPD.
Big things come in small packages, though.
You know, college scientists, mad scientists, anybody out there like that, you need something to study this shit, give us a call. So
what is the topic for tonight? That is,
who is they?
Who is they?
They get around.
What is the definition of they?
They don't sleep.
Get around.
They're not lazy. Seems like they're everywhere.
Has they been in Ferguson lately?
Yes.
Well, I would say so.
Like to see. At least.
What do you guys?
I sense the hand of they in Ferguson faux show.
And who do you think was the tip of the spear there? Old what's his name?
the idiots they recruit for like $1,000 cash to go start shit and fires and throw
bricks. I bet
bricks.
It was Holder.
The Black Ops guys.
Eric Holder. Yeah, right. Like, I love that story. Like, Eric Holder's going to show up in the ghetto. Hey, guys, fucking, who wants to make up on a bucks here? That'd be great. I could just see him walking through there. He would get beat up faster than fucking a white boy. See him in his suit and that mustache?
Oh, it's, the mustache would...
The mustache would give him away.
Mustache alone.
Eric Holder has people who talk to people who talk to people that get fucking...
He doesn't even need to do anything.
Get ghetto guys to fucking go do this.
Well, I guess when I think of they, I'll start with this. The Cloward and Piven strategy. It's a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American socialist and political activists Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. So it called for overloading the U.S. public welfare system in order to precipitate a crisis that would lead to a replacement the welfare system with a national system.
We'd be well-foon.
With guaranteed annual income, thus end poverty. Cloward and Piven were both professors at Columbia University School of Social Work. The strategy was formulated in May of 1966, article... The liberal magazine, The Nation, titled The Weight of the Poor, A Strategy to End Poverty. But what it really breaks down is how to undermine everything, bring in immigrants to ruin the infrastructure of the American Constitution.
That's just one part of it. I mean, it's not just
I kind of got to wonder, how does immigrants ruin the infrastructure of the Constitution, considering... This is a nation built on immigrants who built the Constitution.
Yeah, but this was immigrants with different... This was a different world then, and it's a different world now.
It is. They're just flowing in without any regulation now. Instead of going through Ellis Island and checking in and without papers and all that, there's channels to come to this country still.
Immigrants used to have to be able to speak English. They used to be able to have to give you, like, a 200 questionnaire about the history of America.
Do you know how hard it is to fill all that paperwork out? You, as a citizen, have you ever even tried to get a driver's license if you don't have a form of identification?
But if you're an illegal, you can
like,
go get it.
I mean,
you
can
just go sign up.
I mean, like, there's so... I don't know. People don't want to do them jobs. If they want to do it, I say go ahead. But at the same time, like... I don't know. It's a tough call because you do kind of got to do it legally because I've been thrown in jail for less.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of didn't want to give me no amnesty, less than just coming across the border and working.
Oh, they'll just ship you back if you get caught here doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're caught in Canada or something.
Yeah, but I had that one thing in the alley with the cat and the weed eater, and you know. But that's a long story. That's
that sexual
story.
Thing.
That sexual thing. That's a long story.
Sounds like a fun time.
545-4496 calling guys.
But yeah, but when we say like who is they, it exactly this new world order, and that's really it's more than just a catchphrase. I mean, a lot of these politicians, these big time, you know, high level politicians have used the term for the last 5 decades. It's been a real solid catchphrase. But really what it comes down to, you have to ask yourself is who really holds the power, and that's where it comes down to. And we joke around a lot. We say the Rockefellers a lot on here and there. But I don't think really anybody quite understands the power of the Standard Oil Trust.
Well, the Rothschild-Rockefeller dynasty, mm-hmm. those two families combined, really seem like the head of all the other families.
Yes, I have to agree.
Well, to being as there was 8 families that control the Federal Reserve, well, there still are. I mean, and you call them families, but it's each one is a dynasty in and of itself. The Rothschilds of Europe... The Lazards of Paris. Wow. The Isomoses Seifs of Italy.
Oh,
yeah. The Warburgs of Germany, though.
Oh, the Bergs.
The Lehmans of New York. Kuhn and Loebs of New York. Goldman Sachs of New York. And the Rockefellers of New York. Those are the 8 families that are in control of the Federal Reserve right to this day.
That's, oh yeah? So that's who signed on in 1913?
Yeah.
Hmm. And there's really no way to break this stranglehold.
And see, because they control the money with the Federal Reserve, which has nothing to do with the American federal government.
Just name.
It's a
just
private
title.
Organization ran by those eight families.
Don't speak too much truth. You'll get a shut off again.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. No, that'll be great.
Don't get a shut off again.
Well, I mean, so since eight families, dynasties, control everything.
Crime families. I mean, cartels.
They are cartels. The banker cartels. And all those people are still also have heavy interest in all of the other banks that run the rest of the whole world.
They own it all. It's all just all one big umbrella scheme. All the corporations, it's all owned. It all comes back to just a small handful of businesses, banks.
And they try to convince you that the corporations are the center of the economic world. When really, it is the middle class who's the center of the economic world. Because if the middle class is doing good, they're spending money, they're doing this and that, people are adding jobs. But they want you to think that the billionaires are the center of the economic world, the job creators. But they're not. They don't
create $8 an hour bullshit.
You know, ExxonMobil only created 1,200 jobs last year, 1,200 new jobs. But they paid $0 in taxes. And if they'd have paid taxes, they would have paid the equivalent of $24.5 million. And they only created 1,200 jobs. Huh. Crazy, huh?
They probably didn't pay really much in taxes either. No.
They paid zero. ExxonMobil paid zero. Oh. Apple paid zero. We should get the other numbers on that on who
those
all paid
bastards.
Zero.
I
paid a shit ton last year.
Me too.
I don't know how many you guys paid.
Exorbitant amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I paid a lot. This year not so much.
I like to pay. Pay your taxes. Everyone should
just
pay their taxes.
We don't have a Wall Street here in Billings, so we can't say Occupy Wall Street. We could be like Occupy
Billings.
Montana Avenue.
Occupy Downtown Hardee's.
Occupy Denny's parking lot.
We're going to show
already
these.
A lot
we're
of occupiers.
Yeah, no shit. See, that's
occupiers.
How we should do it. We'll already have a group.
Right.
We'll already have a bunch of rowdy drunk fuckers.
Uh-huh. Occupy the holiday gas
Denny's
station parking lot.
Yes.
27.
At 11 o'clock it's tomorrow. Already, let's do this.
It's already occupied.
Just start handing out tollies.
A flyer to go with each tally. If you read our flyer, we'll give you a 40.
Stand with us and hold a sign for 10 minutes. You get a free beer. Come on.
Uh-huh.
So have quite a group. Who's our first caller tonight, guys? Come on. 406-545-4496.
Well, supposedly there was a couple lined up, but people get scared.
Yeah, I know. They got scared. I'm talking to you, Aaliyah. I'm talking to you, Desiree.
Talking to you, boo.
Calling all you out.
So
a couple of others who asked not to be named.
So they are everywhere, and they are controlling everything, like the tendrils of a giant octopus.
Do you think they control Herberger's in Rimac Mall?
Probably in some strange fashion. I'll bet you they or something they're related to gets a portion of the profit.
Because I saw some shit there, dude. Like, it was some Oshkosh bagashes for like $80, and I'm pretty sure that was some communist fucking shit right there, and they're on it.
You know, what's something about John D. Rockefeller that people forget too, is that in his lifetime, he almost bought out the entire railroad system as well. I mean, and that was just in his lifetime before his family really took control of everything. He owned like 80% of the railroad system by the time he died, and was controlling or getting a piece of 95% of the oil.
I know, and it's even more crazy because he owned 80% of that. But own 92% of your mom. Like, that was like...
Oh, wow. Good one, bud.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. I just didn't even see it. Blindsided here
too
on
soon?
The Intel scanner.
Too soon?
Wow, so that's cool. Your mom, too.
So we have two mom jokes already in opening statement. We are regressing.
Intel scanner, Billings, Montana.
It's going to be 2015 coming up soon.
2015?
2015.
I think it's 15.
Like the
year of our Lord in the Anno Domini.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Is 15 years ago, it was, remember the Y2K scare? Remember all that?
Remember that?
Does that seem like it was 15 years ago?
Yes and no, I guess.
Think of everything that's happened since then.
Oh, we went through 2012 after that. Everything was
going to
end.
Remember 2001? Whoa!
Right.
Then there was that, then there was that 02 shit?
Right.
And then, dude, remember what
came out?
Oh, dude, 03.
Yo, dog, I remember. I remember sitting there on Fox News. We had it tuned in, waiting for the.
Oh yeah, they had the countdown. Right. They had like the 3-day countdown to the war.
We're like, thank God for American media.
Yes, it was so disgusting.
They're like, we're getting ready to spend $6 trillion and kill a bunch of people.
Getting ready to do this.
Let's set up a clock.
Like the talking heads. The talking heads were literally joking about how many people were going to die in the first day, and oh my God.
And we couldn't miss it.
Yes. I was just like, is this really how are they really doing a countdown? And when the countdown ended, shock and awe began. Right live on fucking television. It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
It was brilliant.
Skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet. Yeah.
So what's the new big thing going to be? What are we going to see that's the most entertainment that we've ever had? It's going to be like...
Taylor Swift.
More than that, there's going to be a little.
It's America.
Nuclear bomb drops on Chicago.
Well, it's going to need to be like a football game.
Something like that. Like
a football game is going to blow up. A
football game blows up. That's a good one.
You mean the next Where Were You event?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Where Were You?
Yeah, when that happened.
It's
going to
be a football game.
Whoa. Remember that? Whoa.
Well, if you think about it, though, what was the next Where Were You event before 9/11? Pearl Harbor? Or JFK?
JFK.
Waco was pretty fucking intense.
Waco was intense. I mean, I like Ruby Ridge.
Was but I mean, Waco wasn't everybody. Columbine wasn't everybody. I'm talking everybody. JFK
was
JFK,
everybody. Probably. I mean, there's like positive note, like so the moon launch, moon landings, and things
but
of that
nature.
They
don't happen very often. I remember Challenger. That was pretty
cool. No, it'll be a football game. That was...
And, yeah,
some Batman shit.
They're already getting us programmed with that. Yeah, from Bain. They're already getting us programmed for it. So that's what I would say.
When was the last time you were at a football game? They got more security
it's
than
been a lot of years. I wouldn't even want to go.
Super Bowl this year.
Well,
ooh.
On kind of a regional scale, there was the San Francisco earthquake during the World Series.
1989. That was the San Francisco Giants versus the Oakland A's.
I know.
Game two.
I
remember
that.
No, I was sitting there watching it on TV, and they were like, "Game two pitch is coming out," and blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, the screen was shaking, and it went black, and you could hear these announcers like, "Oh my God, get under the table!"
We're all
like
gonna
they got all they didn't realize the mic was still on. Like they got all scared. Like,
the loud screen.
This whole but place is coming down. Fuck!
But then it came back in though, and that actually, sound guy is actually right over there. Like, that was pretty crazy. There were overpasses that came down, and people.
Yeah, the Bay Bridge collapsed.
Yep. That actually. Yep.
A tragic day. A tragic day indeed.
So you're saying that the earthquake was man-made?
It was from fracking.
It was a Tesla technology machine.
It was because I thought that's what we were talking about. Was
earthquake
it was like a man-made
machine.
Event? Like, no. Where were you at? Where were you at?
Well, I remember fracking your ass one time, causing an earthquake down your forehead.
Did you fucking get chafe burns on your lips?
Jeez. Only when you snozzle the flapper.
I polluted his groundwater.
Okay, so another night on the Intel Scanner.
545.
Perfect night to call in at 545-4496. That's 406 prefix.
Somebody.
Somebody, anybody. If you think you know what the fuck you're talking about, give us a call.
Or even if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Especially someone that thinks they do. A lot of times they don't.
Well, if you don't know what you're talking about, then come in here and you can be on the show.
Yes.
You do, then you'll fit right in with us.
If you do, if you know what you're talking about, stay away. You intimidate us.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, so the next thing could be a nuclear drop on Chicago or some major city in America, right?
Football game,
or
has
a
to be.
Football game, just bang, and a Super Bowl
some
is prime.
Virus, something that
an outbreak, and they're trying to do that with Ebola. White people can't get it,
like a Macy's Day Parade or something. Because last time, you know, the Boston Marathon, nobody ever thought the Boston Marathon.
So what's coming up? Christmas,
Boston
New Year's Eve,
something
another...
where a lot of people gather, like a parade, or
you know,
because I mean, when was the last time like you had to go through a metal detector to go to a parade?
I wouldn't go to it. If I had to be all security locked, I mean, come on.
I mean, I see security at the movie theater, though.
What
now.
They should really do is...
Yeah.
If
like
they
AR-15s
really...
And shit?
If they really...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Taking searching people's girls' purses.
What? Here in B-Town?
Yeah.
Oh,
at the movie
on.
Theater.
They never caught. You didn't get busted though.
Not long after. Now I was clean, man. I was clean. Nothing on me at the time. Nothing. Like, what would you have on you that would be illegal, sir? Nothing. Nothing. I mean, I'm clean, man. I got nothing on me.
So you're gonna enjoy this movie?
Why are you asking me questions?
Pulls a gun to your head. I said, enjoy this movie.
I will. Oh, and thanks for keeping us safe. Nah, security theater at its best. I mean, who are they really protecting? It's, I mean, not to get in off topic, but the police state. Who do these police think they are? With everybody getting shot every day, left and right.
No,
people's dogs.
That's not off topic. That is current
event. That's current event.
That is current event. Right
oh,
there.
Come on, oh. Down. You're the next contestant on the Intel Scanner. Phone caller, you're on the air.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Mike.
Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
I'm from Montana.
Mike from Montana.
Tell us what's on your mind.
You want to know who they is?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Do tell.
You are.
Ooh.
At this point in time, you are they.
Ooh, please explain further.
You see, occasionally, when I refer to something that I've heard on your show, and I think it's a mainstream thought process that many other people follow, I refer to it as they. This is how they think. This is how people of that mindset think. This is what they say, and this is what they do.
So it's whoever you think is they.
Exactly.
But are you a part of them?
This is going to turn into...
Or are you one of us?
Are you a part of them or a part of they? You
know, who's on first?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
What's on second?
I don't know.
What you have to realize is that it's not... You can't let there be a division.
Well, I do say, yes, unity.
So how do we unite the people?
Crucial.
See, you need to create a they where it becomes an us.
Yeah, that's why the empire's always expanding, you know? Come on, be one of us.
Exactly.
Come on in.
But isn't that like turning it...
That's what she said.
I like to think of it more like it... Say it's like 1332. And you're the king, and you're all your family, and the noblemen, and the higher ups, and then
it's good to be the king.
Serfs under them, and there's all these unwashed masses out there rolling in the mud and throwing mud, and all these mud people, and you're like, you know, all the noblemen are civilized, and it's a civilized world, and we want to make a better world, and you're part of this group of civilized people. We walk in the room and we say hello to everyone, and you know, and one of the mud people comes around and throws mud at you. You get mad. You don't want it. What the fuck's with these nasty mud people? So it's them, the unwashed masses of the mud people, against the elitist, more educated, rich, born into
unwashed masses, you know, of the mud people.
Uh-huh. So
unwashed.
So they're trying, you know, they back
people.
In the day wanted to create a better world for them. So they created all these roads and schools and has tried to educate the mud people. But a lot of them are really dumb and don't take the education, so it seems
so far
we've got a more educated masses than ever before in history. Go ahead.
Exactly. Okay, so there is a section of people out there who are pretty intent on creating a divide where they become a they.
Yeah,
and they already pretty much are.
What would you name that section, though? Like, you said there's...
You'd have to call it, you know, global elite, and that has so many little fingers and everything. It's hard for the common blue collar working man to really wrap his mind around. He doesn't really care. He's concerned if the pack are fucking losing, you know what I mean?
Exactly. When you say global elite, give us some examples.
Well,
Harry Kissinger,
it was a very select thing, but eventually they realized if they just kind of joined forces with these other people who have risen above in their own societies, they could create a bigger empire. I mean, and it's not an empire on the fucking map. It's an empire in the mind, and that's that's what the ultimate goal is to get a singular mindset where you know.
So which side?
Buy a car, buy a house, pay your fucking taxes, motherfucker.
Which side are you on then?
Well, I would.
I'm the guy up in the woods with a bunch of guns.
Well, all
amen
right.
Amen to that, bro.
Excellent. I hope your bunker stays warm tonight, brother.
Amen to that. If you see me sending smoke signals, come on over for a beer. Well,
I got smoke signals all day, every day.
we'll keep in touch by ham radio probably by that point.
Thanks for calling in. Everybody give a round of applause.
First call of the night. Thanks, Mike. Mike from Montana.
Much. Awesome. Good point there, Mike.
545-4496. That's the number you guys want to call if you guys want to interact with the Intel Scanner boys.
What time we getting to be? So, all right, I'm going to propose this. When I think of they, when I'm going to say they, now there's two factions of they. There's the good they trying to benefit mankind and educate the unwashed masses
which would uplift them. Which would be who?
Well, I'll get to that. And then there's the bad side that usually are just usually small factions that infiltrate the good side's club, if you will. And the bad side's been winning lately, though.
For a long time.
And the good side's been not doing very good. So it makes me wonder if even there is any good side left. But, I mean, the infrastructure that was built and infiltrated by the good side and infiltrated by the bad side is still inherently good. I mean, they built roads, and we drive a car, and we go to schools, and we're the most educated, unwashed masses.
And even now, we got medical
in the history
coverage,
of the
everything.
World. Yeah, and I mean, it's yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
So they've kept it good for this long, pretty good. It's been sliding now for the past 30 years back into I don't know what. It seems like the bad guys keep getting promoted for some reason. So the bad guys up at top of the bad side are winning. So that's what I'm saying.
Who would you characterize as a bad guy, though?
Oh, you know, Henry Kissinger does come to mind. He's sort of a warmongering
dictator-like. What do you guys think of Robert Bernanke?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, Bernanke, definitely. Obviously. Greenspan. Yeah, anybody at the Federal Reserve.
Greenspan.
What was that? Paulson. Henry Paul. He was a pile of shit. George Bush's Secretary of Treasury. The big, tall, bald guy, real frightening looking.
So and Joe.
I've got a question for you guys.
Oh, Joe Mama?
Joe Mama. Oh, the worst of a mama.
I got a question.
That guy's got a question.
I think the caller may have alluded to this a little bit, but, you know, we're talking about who is they. In a sense, we're giving them credit. We're giving them mind share. We're talking about them. We're making them real. And, you know, shouldn't we be asking ourselves, who are we? You know, who are we? What are we doing?
Deep thoughts.
What do we want?
Guy.
Well, that would lead me to say we are the host.
We would have to take
a
break.
Those parasitic elite just feed off of.
I have to propose a break before I get into
it. It's that time. It's that time. We're going to play some kick-ass Montana music.
We are the Intel Scanner.
What kind of music we got?
We're going to start off the first break with some local hip-hop. We got
Intel Scanner,
Young Hitters, Idiosyncrasy, and Rumor versus Reality.
Intel Scanner, love Montana
it.
Radio.
Stay tuned.
Drop it down low, I pick it back off the floor, and then I drop it down low.
Pick it
it up and then drop it low. Girl, you know I wanna see some mo. Pull my cash out, flash some mo. Show our girl, work a pole. Girl looks sweet just like some honey. Ass is shining so bright and sunny. Hell no, girl, I ain't acting funny. Go on, girl, slip on some money.
Go ahead, girl, count that bang. Call a wow when you drop that thing. Love the way that you twist and twirl. Turnpike and you go ahead, girl. Ass tight, give a round of applause. Money flies when you stop and pause. Get it, girl, just drop that bra. Jaws drop when you drop that bra.
Look at me, know I do it big. Ain't no reason to scale me. Two hoes tryna share me for a double dance and a tailpiece. Tip drill, I'm Nelly. She say, ain't a dream you can sell me. Let me slide this credit card to your ass cheeks, you tell me. If the ATM on that side, my pocket still got bad hives. They breaking out, they breaking out. Got ones and twenties, no damn five. She do it on that pole like she do it on that dick. If she do it all on mine, then that's jackpot and you rich. Hey.
And then I drop it down low. I
piggy
back off the floor. After I drop it down low.
And then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I piggy back off the floor. I piggy back off the floor. After I drop it down low. I piggy back off the floor. And then I drop it down low.
All eyes on her, she show you just how it go. The way she wiggle and wobble and drop it straight to the floor. She out there doing her thing, the head student of the bad class. The school's in session now, throw it back with your bad ass. I'm thinking to smash it, she trying to make that true. I'm like, you better stop playing, girl, you know what I do. She pulled my head up quick and told me you gon' see. She started twerking on the splits and I threw all my green.
G-strings and them tongue rings, booty pumping like piston rings. Slide down the bro with a swing, body twisting like spiral springs. Shaking ass while she put in work, high heels and them mini skirts. Take it off, wink with a smirk, dudes in the back go berserk. Bent over, she leaked them lips, twerk the back and forth, move them hips. Handstand, flip into split, go on girl, pick up them tips. Champagne and daisy chain, squirting like a broke water main. Weather main say clinch or rain, disagree, I see rain.
Drop it down low, and then I drop it down low. I
piggy
back off the floor. After I drop it down low,
and then she wiggle, wiggle.
So then I drop it down low.
After she wobble, wobble.
I piggy back off the floor. I piggy back off the floor. After I drop it down low, I piggy back off the floor, and then I drop it down low.
Body in these bros, she killing them, it's a mercy. When she popping on these hoes, she feeling in for that twerk team. Short skirt of them booty shorts, I don't care what your money bout. Bands out and you putting in work, best believe that's coming out.
Bad positive stripper pose, hip hop and that rock and roll. Wild ride but don't lose control, tease them and then tease some more. Wiggle wobble, I do adore, pick it up back to the floor. Exactly what I've been looking for, like Miley Cyrus been twerking more.
Dropping 20s just like a change, hips is ready, girls go insane. Private dance, she on me rockin', swear that ass so we hip hop lockin'. As she wank, she hit a 10.9, big ol' ass, set a great fault line. Name and number by the end of the night, going home with me, alright.
Wiggling, wobbling on that blow, pussy poppin' it. Arch that back and she droppin' it, I catch you, I got it, bitch. We launchin' them bands at them, they jump on the bandwagon. Young boy, young hips, them niggas in here sweat.
Wiggle, wiggle, wobble, wobble. Wiggle, 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 wobble.
And then I drop it down low. And then I drop it down low. I peeky back off the flow. After I drop it down low.
So let's get this bitch a poppin'. We'll be raging it up, got the bass droppin'. So many tricks in my sleeves, call me Mary Poppins. Baby, don't stop it, gonna let the bass drop. To get it rockin', work the Becky, gotta make the shit pop. You know it's getting hot, cause we've been dancing non-stop till the sun rises in the morning. Ladies taking off the tops.
Drop, 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 drop.
Yeah, like it's hot.
Drop, drop, drop.
Drop it like it's hot.
Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We act naughty. Sexy ladies. Yeah.
Rocking bodies. Having a party.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We act naughty.
Sexy ladies.
Those sexy ladies. Rocking the bodies.
be out on the clock and I can't be late cause there ain't no stopping when we leave the dock. If you want, we can just rock and pop till I'm on the plane. So let's get it on. We're going hot till about 6 in the morning. Hope y'all got a ride home. If not, let's keep it going. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Have the party. Acting naughty. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Rocking their bodies. Rock their bodies.
Drop it like it's hot. Get it rocking and get it popping. Shake your ass to the beat when you hear the bass dropping. Get it rocking and popping, get it rocking and get it popping. Yeah, bring it back up and get those hips popping.
We having a party.
Acting naughty. Sexy ladies. Yeah.
Rocking bodies.
We having a party.
Acting naughty.
We acting naughty.
Sexy ladies.
So sexy ladies rocking the bodies.
Having a party. Acting naughty. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Having a party. Acting naughty. Sexy ladies rocking their bodies. Rocking their bodies. Rock their bodies.
Dancing on the beat. Yo. I'm ready for war. I come to settle the score. I'm bringing heavy fire down on top of you whores. If you come and fuck with me, you know we will not have a problem. Throw those pussy punches and I proceed to dodge them. It's funny to me that you could ever compete with money and filthy. Just follow the sheep. We're the motherfucking shepherds and you heard right. I'll listen to you cry wolf all damn night. Oh, was that your mom? Well, I fucked her real good. Stuck my shaft down her throat and went as far as I could. Now this is not a joke and I don't want you to laugh. I'll kill you, stick your body in a chemical bath. Heisenberg! Hole in the floor, I'm like Mortal Kombat, bitch, cause I'm all gore. Me and Filthy Roll from the 406, where there's nothing tastier than the pussy we lick. So you wanna come and tell me what to do like you own me? Bitch, you don't know me, so you can fucking blow me. Was born in the wrong time, cause I'm all about that east, west, north, south battle we shout. If we were to sit around all day talking about all of the rappers walking around here cocky, and that would take all day and I don't have the time. Northwest bitches and we love to ride. We bringin' ill MCs all over MT. Poetic fam, magic city, idiosyncrasy. We won't get recognition for the shit that we spittin'. You are nothing to me, so please quit your fucking bitchin'. You're a whack little bitch. We spit garbage shit, so I'm asking kindly, please suck my dick. So when I call you out, will you fucking stand a fight? Or will you run like a bitch, take off and flight? Canada to the north or the top of the map. Wyoming to the south, and we will gladly scrap. We're not nice like the north and the south. We will take our fists and we will knock you the fuck out. So if you wanna bring all of the gang shit here, you better do it quietly, be running away in fear. You think we give a damn about a juggalo? Those bitches waiting in line for the final blow. Let's go!
Montana, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do us wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war. Montana, don't fuck around. We are the ones who will take you down to the ground. Do what's wrong, we're gonna settle the score. Shut the fuck up because we're ready for war.
night for you.
Montana Radio
goes out to Ray Ray and Tic Tac up in the D.
That rocked. Who was that again?
That's Rumor versus Reality from Billings.
Nice jam right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Local radio right here on MontanaRadio.net, 545-4496. That's the number you guys want to call if you want to chat with the boys.
Get on, some of this action.
Three Amigos.
Get on.
Local music.
So good.
Because what's really coming down the pike is just absolutely frightening, it seems. They have got plans for all of us. It seems these plans are somewhat nefarious. As, you know, we get bombarded with chemtrails, as we get bombarded and attacked through fluoride and chemicals in the water, GMO foods and chemicals in the food.
Pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals. More people die every year from doctor-induced death and...
Shit. We should worry more about cigarettes if we're going to talk about death.
Well, more people die from the hand of doctors every year than they do from cigarettes. It's the number one cause of death, more than heart attacks now. So, I mean, Child Protective Services coming to take your kids.
If you're going
to
die from a doctor, what's it going to be from?
Probably getting too many... prescription drugs. Because technically, you know, emergency
N-word?
Surgeries and things
that's
like
your,
that.
That's your new nickname is N-word.
N-word, what up?
N-word.
N-word.
Can I just be, how about I be F-bomb? Can I be F-bomb?
N-word, F-bomb.
F-bomb and N-word.
You're going to be Flim Flammerson, I thought.
Flim Flammerson.
What's mine then?
Flim Flammerson fucking Jr.
Flim Flammerson Jr. Eat a bowl of dicks.
Like Jack
hanging
Dickerson.
Over the side, like hanging
can
over
you
the
be
side.
Jack Dickerson? Well, can I check out that
G-Spot? Spot?
You know, the G-Spot. GD,
wait,
what
this
up?
One's cold. This one's cold.
This is fine. I got ice.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to...
This episode of the Intel Scanner brought to you by Jameson. It's not only Irish anymore. It's Japanese...
And apparently native.
And it's a form of meditation that we do here every week, mostly. It's Jameson.
Welcome to J-Town.
Practice the art of Jameson. So, thanks for listening. This is the Intel Scanner.
You're listening to N-Word.
It's N-Word coming at you. Call us at 406.
What were you? What?
545-4496.
What are you? F what?
N-word, F-bomb.
N-Word, F-bomb. And what's mine? I don't even get one.
G-Spot.
G-Spot Junior. The Junior G.
Give me like G-Spot the third or something.
I'm the one you have to show how to do it first.
It's a good thing you're a quick learner. Attaboy. Keep up the good work. Fetch us some coffee, would you?
G-Spot.
G-Spot.
G-Spot. Get us some coffee.
What up, G-Spot?
No.
See,
no
we
problem.
Can't, we
F-bomb.
Can't all have letter names. That would be fucking dumb.
Right.
I don't know. N-word just kind of fits you. Just
N-word.
Just because, like, you should never be spoken by anybody everywhere.
N-word. N-word. What do you think about that?
I don't give a shit.
Sweet.
Who wants to give us nicknames? Call in. Give us a nickname. 545.
4496.
What is really coming down though? That's a good question. Like what we discussed, like a bombing at a football game. What like another Boston bombing type thing?
Perhaps an outbreak of something or other. Some Ebola plague. Missing.
Here, hold on.
Perhaps Project Bluebeam will come into play and they'll fake some sort of alien invasion.
Project Bluebeam, explain that a little bit more for those that don't know.
It seems like DARPA was working on a project to create holographic images so clear and broadcast them into the sky across the whole world to where it looked like aliens were flying ships over every country. So it would fool the people into think that we were getting invaded and there's... cause a state of emergency. It's the Hegelian dialectic once again in play. Whereas you cause a problem to create a reaction And then you can be the savior and the hero when you have the solution. That's how that always goes. It's been, you know, they call it the Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. Seems like the people that are in charge now are heading us down a road to ruin. Trying to dumb down the masses instead of uplift them now, where it used to be, you know, the masses were trying to be educated. And now you get a, you can, I know my name, education these days. So, I mean, they've already got enough smart people, and they're on their scientists, on their team, in their underground bunkers, when they're working on all of these projects. They recruit out of the colleges, out from the nothing, but the best and the brightest, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, I think they're working on spaceships and stuff and life extension technology. So
for them,
and they, you know, why wouldn't they share it with the masses?
What is
that's the vibration of my clitoris ring. I have a clitoris ring that I've been carrying around with me.
It's right on.
I have, it's my new Pokemon card. It's the clitoris ring Pokemon card. Came with a vibrating ring. I don't know what the fuck it's to do with it, but it's awesome. Goes off every now and then on its own.
So to look down, I mean, what do you really see coming down? I mean, nothing's going to let up. I mean,
no, I see the police state getting more and more militarized. I see more and more people it's going to turn into checkpoints and harassment of the citizenry. To the point of protest and riot, seems like they're beta testing that coming down the pike.
We should all remember the Battle of Athens.
Ooh, what happened?
I believe it was 1946, and fighting rigged elections and corrupt politicians, the town of Athens, Tennessee, revolted, and sheriffs and everyone barricaded themselves in the jail with the ballot boxes, and they started, the citizenry came armed and started firing on them and blew an opening in with dynamite and took the election back.
Awesome. That's kick ass.
And civil war wasn't waged? Like, did he come with national
guards? When was this? What year was that?
1946, I believe.
Oh, wow. So, you know, right around election time would be a good time to start revolt and take the elections back. Maybe get some more than just two people to choose from the same organization, the Democratic evil elite or the Republican evil elite, you know, which would be great to have someone else to choose. I'd rather vote for a ham sandwich, you know, or something else. I'd rather vote for Mickey Mouse.
Karl Rove looks like a ham sandwich.
Karl Rove is
a ham sandwich.
Actually a ham sandwich. An animated corpse of a ham sandwich.
Well, there's never going to be anybody independent in running for president. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, and at the same time, it doesn't mean anybody can be president, because
fuck
if you
no.
could, like, it wouldn't take millions of dollars to be elected. Like,
yeah, they may run, but they'll trip and fall over on the first day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, look at when Ross Perot tried to run. They didn't even let him.
It's an oligarchy, almost just like Russia. It's become an oligarchy.
Becoming whoever has the people most were saying money. It was an oligarchy 100 years ago. It's nothing new.
Well, it seems like the banker elite are trying to take over the world with
trying.
I mean, well, they
anybody
have.
Want to kick out?
They have. I could. My shit's in the other room.
Don't have any on me.
And yeah, right.
Do we need a break?
So the globalists, the globalists, we just got back. The globalist agenda. I mean, what about the United Nations? I mean, doesn't that seem like a part of the New World Order?
But they were around since 1941. Is that when the UN started?
Yeah. So no, 46, 47, somewhere in there.
End of the World War.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It was a World War II thing.
46. That's right.
But so,
there's been whispers about the New World Order for longer than that, though. Like a global government.
I'm the fucking president of the New World Order.
Yeah. Global governance. So the United Nations has this thing they call Agenda 21. Giant document, 300 pages. And it's the implementation of Agenda 21 was intended to invoke action at international, national, regional, and local levels through pressure on every form of government in all of those areas, from international to local. So some national and state governments have legislated or advised that local authorities take steps to implement the plan locally, as recommended in Chapter 28 of the Agenda 21 document. So they're putting pressure on all these local government, state government, all the way up, the globalists, trying to implement this plan to take over all private property, all farming, all drugs and pharmaceuticals, all medical equipment, all army equipment, all police stations, all everything you can think of, all the municipal water companies, the electric and power plants, everything. They want to control and regulate, and then through that be able to dole out scarcity with everything. That's where it all comes down to. That's why this whole plan is evil. It's not because they're trying to take over to make everything good for everyone. They're trying to take over to create a contrived scarcity for everyone so that they can look like the heroes. Here, oh, look, come to the camp, we'll feed you. Oh, do this job, we'll feed you or clothe you, or and your kids won't starve tonight. More of the same problem, reaction, solution through control of every resource. What say you?
So let's work on Agenda 99 for all the 99%ers.
Fight back. Yeah, you have to fight back in the local area. Everything that says is the smart plan. Your city planner would know about it. Agenda 21. Protest that stuff. Write a letter to your city planner and ask them not to be implementing Agenda 21 as it's unconstitutional and goes against the whole idea of being a sovereign republic nation. What say you to that? You don't have time to write letters to anybody. Are you kidding me? I'm not writing a letter to
You know what you do planner. Have time to do, though? I bet people out there, they might not have time to write letters, but they do have time to call in.
They should call in at 406-545-4496.
Please do. Intel Scanner, we'll get you on the air, guys. And if you don't even want to be on the air, we will keep it.
We'll have you live and loud, fixated and orchestrated. Don't be amputated.
Sponsored by Jameson Whiskey.
Just get elevated. Excellent. So it's another gorgeous night here in...
Where are we at?
Montucky.
Hollywoodville.
Montucky.
Montollywood.
Montollywood.
I like Montucky.
Montuckistan.
Yeah. If you've been out some of the trailer courts out here, you would understand Montucky.
I sure do love those trailer park girls.
I love me some trailer hood.
Trailer hood hoes. Trailer hood hoes. You know how those girls be like? How do those girls be like? Hey, there any trailer park hoes out there listening? Give us a call at 406-545-4496.
Talking to you, Aaliyah.
Especially you, girl. Give us a shout out, baby doll.
I'm going to get a text, some serious freaking hate mail on that shit. She'd be like, why'd you go? I know you didn't call me a trailer park hoe.
Oh, not you in particular, just
no,
you
know, not you.
Like, Aaliyah's in general.
Like, oh, no, you know, all Aaliyah. The Aaliyahs we that's know. A different Aaliyah. Man. A different one. Up in there's the
D.
So many
that's
of them.
That's Aaliyah up in the D, you know.
There's so many of them.
So I'd like to talk about the Order of the Garter. King Edward III founded around the time of his claim to the French throne, presumed to be in 1348. However, the complete peerage under the founders of the Order of the Garter states that the order instituted on 23rd April 1344.
See, I was there.
Well, The most noble order of the garter is the highest order of chivalry and the most prestigious honor after the Victoria Cross and the George Cross in England and the United Kingdom, and is dedicated to the image and arms of St. George as England's patron saint. But they started this order of the garter. It was based on King Arthur and his 12 knights of the round table and guardians of the kingdom, highest order of chivalry and upholding of goodness, and trying to create a world where the mud people weren't throwing mud at you anymore, where they could be educated and brought up and uplifted. So those were supposedly the good guys as far as they. And there was other probably orders of goodness that was infiltrated by evil factions. So when it all comes down to it, it seems like all the good men are laying down and letting the evil shit take over. What's up with that?
What do you do? I mean, really, I've tried to think about it. What do you do? There's nothing.
Well, you can't beat them, join them.
I got somebody going off on me right now.
You can't beat them, join them.
For calling them. I did not. You're not a trailer park ho. Just sorry. I don't mean to like bring up old stuff, guys. I know.
Hey, you said it. We just jumped in, man.
I got some messages right here.
You set them up. We'll knock them down.
I'm sorry. I miss you.
Okay.
Dead, man. I'm never going to get any again.
Oh, that's okay. You'll find somebody else. Look at you.
Whoa, dude.
How you doing? You feeling okay tonight? Woo, we got special guests in here tonight. G-Spot. What's up, G? It's good to have you down, man. You're melting into your chair.
I am.
Right
it's,
now.
It's a wooden chair. Do you know how it is to
feeling?
Melt into a wooden chair? Dude. It gives me sores, like, in different spots.
I mean, you're literally, you're folding over the back of the chair right now with, it's like, I've never seen anyone contort in such a manner in my whole life.
So I must throw out a disclaimer. I apologize to anybody I may have used. Any names here were fictional or otherwise not real.
Except for mine. I'm F-Bomb.
So I'm sorry.
Big Tony, and Tony Riz.
And,
Tony
Riz. I'm just going to throw out some initials. DG, I got your message too.
Deej.
You're right.
And it's good to be here once again, sharing all of these thoughts and feelings with
what
anyone
I wanna know,
on this worldwide
what
transmission.
What I
want
to know is, why is everybody listening on the web and nobody is calling in? They all got something to say. But they're not letting themselves be heard.
Well, are they scared? Because I would be. If it wasn't for my badassery, I'd be upset. I'd be like, I'm afraid to speak my mind. And maybe they're going to find out. I know they're listening. They are. And they'll send the police to my house and SWAT team raid me for speaking about these things, since they do record everything.
I think you're just paranoid because everybody likes an F-bomb.
Everybody do like the F-bomb. All up in it. To win it.
They like up some N-word, but only when nobody's looking.
No, I'm good.
Someone's always looking now. That's the thing. Someone's always looking, no matter where you're at, what you're doing, who you're with,
Big Brother,
what you're saying, what you're thinking.
They are always back to they again, actually.
That's
We've
what
come
it is.
Full
is it,
circle,
is
guys.
Big Brother.
Back
Big Brother
they.
Is they.
That's
back
who it is when they. I say it. That's what I mean. Big Brother, I don't know. I guess it just encompasses, I don't know, the bankers and...
Big Brother, Little Mother.
It's corporate people.
That's a badass ashtray. I love big blue glass ashtrays. I have a scar on my face from one that this wonderful woman of my acquaintance thought I needed to get a scar on my face from her smashing it into it. I probably deserved it. I called her mother some things. I told her she was just going to be like her crackhead mother, is what I said. You're going to turn out just like your crackhead mother, I said.
And then I
caught
remember my
big glass blue ashtray in my face.
I remember my crackhead mother. Such memories. I miss my crackhead mother, too.
Such memories.
Excellent. Is it close to break time? What kind of music are we playing this time, boss?
All right. We've got Downtime and Mega Giant, both from Billings, and Shramana from Missoula.
Shramana. Shramana. Stay tuned. Section 3. Shramana. are back on the Intel Scanner on another fine Tuesday night, talking about the hand that controls the world, the hidden hand, the Rosicrucians, the secret societies, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Freemasons, the Knights Templar, the Rosicrucians, the Priory of Zion.
What is it like?
All of these secret societies.
The jesters of the Shriners.
Oh, yeah, the Shriners. Part of the Freemasons also.
Who is it? I mean, what's really going on?
All these secret societies seem to have a lot of the same affiliations. Seem to be affiliated through to a higher club and higher, more elite club. It breaks down. Whoa, is the baby crying somewhere?
Think so.
I'm hearing babies cry in the background somehow.
Well, Edward Bernays says in Propaganda that Propaganda was put out in 1929, and he says that all the societies, the Elks Club, the Masons, you know, all these you know, Knights of Columbus, that they were all infiltrated a long time ago by industrialists and corporate interests. Because in church groups, because it's the same thing. All they have to do is just go to a few people that are the head of these, and they can go and influence a couple hundred or a thousand, you know, whatever amount of people. And they've been compromised and influenced a long time ago. So I mean, they've all been indoctrinated into this, you know, worship oil at all cost. It's all about oil. Don't worry about what fracking's doing. I mean, that's what they've infiltrated everything, and they've sold oil to everybody, and you can see it.
And that's all they care about is making that money.
That's all they care.
So when is the tide going to turn? The tables will turn from trying to expand all of this big, vast empire that these few have created to turn back in on the and rebuild, you know, and revamp the whole infrastructure to keep the thing going instead of letting the empire crumble just under the weight of its own self. And no rebuilding and reinvesting, just hoarding up of all of these elite.
Well, the tables are going to turn really in California when they realize that all their groundwater is poisoned from fracking. They know it already. The people that are in charge know it. It's just a matter of letting the people know gently. But you're going to find out, people, over the next year and a half, that the state of California is fucked. And I think that's going to be a real awakening to people. Be like, well, hold on a second. What? Why is all the groundwater poisoned? What?
I mean,
us more about this fracking drilling. What?
Right.
And it's going to be too late.
Yeah, aren't they really just fucking up the Ogallala Aquifer also?
Oh, yeah, that's been fucked up. Well, that's not in California. That's
no, but
Central
I mean,
America.
It's the whole central, it's the bigger aquifer. But, you know, they're doing it everywhere. It's not just in California, but I mean.
No, but that's what's going to wake people's eyes up, because they've been doing it in California for a lot longer than they want to admit. California was a testing ground for all sorts of new weird fracking technologies and blah, blah, blah. And their water is just about fucked because they're a desert anyway. But you'll see that, mark my words, the Intel Scanner has predicted several things that have come to pass.
And so much.
A lot. I can't even get started right now on that.
Sorry, but, LA guys. We're talking about groundwater contamination.
Yes, well, that's what we're saying is when the state of California realizes that all their groundwater is poisoned from
or North Dakota
fracking. Well, North Dakota hasn't been fracking as long as California, not even close. So, I mean, California's been doing it for 100 years. California's where they learned all the new technologies, where they practiced it all. They've been doing a lot of fracking there for a long time, and their water is fucked, and it's becoming a you know, public knowledge now.
Not to mention they've been using the ocean off the West Coast for dumping grounds of nuclear waste. For
like an
decades,
supply of cold water.
Decades, I mean, not to mention,
salt water is an unlimited supply of cold water.
Fukushima still dumping shit into the Pacific that has direct
that's
currents.
Why it was on the Pacific,
dropping huge loads of debris and radioactive waste and material still on the coast of California right now, from Alaska to California.
Yeah, I just came from Alaska, and guess why we never got below zero? Because the Japanese current that ran right through there.
Really?
Kept it warm. Yep, that's why we never got below zero. So that's why.
Do we think Fukushima was done by them?
By they?
They.
By they? Them?
They live.
They live. Could that have been done with earthquake technology?
Was they are watching. Yeah, I've heard a few theories on that, that they had actually planted small nuclear detonations that in the plant itself that blew it up. And I heard that they did create some sort of an earthquake to create the tsunami also at the same time. So it was a multi-layered attack on Japan. For some reason, the globalist elite do not like Japan.
What if they had had all the nuclear material cleared out of there, and they did just blow the top and start an earthquake and tsunami it?
Oh, like something intentional?
And it's something else that's heating it though.
That would mean that was just a testing ground for something bigger.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
What's the bigger? New York?
London? That's where Tesla ran his test. I mean, New York's like the symbolic place. It's where he ran his, you know, earthquake technology with bringing buildings to the ground.
9/11.
Supposedly that's what could have been used, was the Tesla earthquake technology. So, you want to put them on the phone, or?
Put them on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's there. There he is. We have a new special guest. How'd you get in?
Popping in.
Oh, he let me in. Oh, all right.
Do we have the door locked behind us?
Yeah, no. I noticed that since last time I was here, you guys locked the fucking door.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to do it.
That was because of me. My bad, guys.
I don't know what the fuck was that all about, anyways.
It was,
family squabble.
Family being stupid. How's it going?
So, B-Town, coming on in. What are you doing, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am stuck in this dreadful fucking town once again.
Once again.
So, I am going to booze, commiserate, and find some nice swine to slap behind of.
Ooh, I understand. Swiney swine. I see your reference, and I admire your use of the English language, sir.
Yes. I love me some swine.
No curse words, though, right?
No, we can cuss all the fuck we want.
Fucking say whatever you want.
And I think you did say fuck in there one of them times.
Can I get
and shit,
some,
Ricky.
Yes. Do we have any more cups, gentlemen? You know, you guys need to do this more often.
I can share
with
you. How about that?
Thank you, sir. I only got herpes once, anyways.
Hey.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, shit. I'm immune to any of that stuff.
My AIDS will kill it.
No big deal.
Oh, no. This feels just so right.
My parasites
kill it. I
know
why you guys do this now. It's fuck.
No, it's so much fun.
I just wanted to say fuck there.
Fuck.
Feel like Howard Stern. Where's the naked women at, though?
Well, it seems like...
Hey, Sean, I'm going to have to ask you to take your clothes off. We'll work with that.
With that beard, really?
It's Montana.
Where even the women are bearded anyways.
Take what you can get. Oh, yeah. So apparently, allegedly I was driving, allegedly inebriated, and I fucked my tire up.
Allegedly.
So I am able to drive around town, but if I got on the highway, I'm pretty sure that my tire would blow the fuck up.
Allegedly.
Yes. I repeat, allegedly. Fuck you, police.
FTP.
Yeah.
FTP. So we got N-word, F-bomb, G-spot. B-Town.
B-Town.
There we go. That's not a bad one.
The spirit of the B-Town up in the mix.
Give us a call, guys. MontanaRadio.net.
Yeah, I tried to call a few times.
545.
Really?
Yeah.
4496.
I couldn't get through.
545-4496.
Thanks for the compliment. We appreciate that. Even though nobody was calling, like that's cool.
I swear.
Maybe that's why no one's calling. Maybe the phone line's not really working that good.
It just went. It went to voicemail.
We got
to
get Stat Guy on.
I wasn't going to fucking leave no voicemail. Even though, if I had to fart or something, that would be cool.
It'd be the perfect timing for
you
it.
You should leave that on a voicemail. Yeah. Because you get at least 4 seconds, and that would probably only half of one.
Yeah, there is no voicemail for the station. There is an automated
one.
Menu.
It's
at
some about option one, that's why.
Yeah, no, I went zero.
Option one.
So I fucked it up completely.
So we haven't been saying that. 545-4496.
Then option press one.
Option one.
I fucked it up, guys. So It's okay. You're talking
it
to me.
It happens.
Anyways.
It happens.
But you still found your way down here.
Yeah,
you still found your way
to.
Down
After
here.
After that
so.
Whole shit, I wasn't for sure either. I took a couple of my friends here, and they were like, what the fuck, bro? What are you trying to do to us? They're both sketchy-looking tattooed Mexican fellers, too. They just looked like they needed to be arrested and shit. And then Johnny Law just walks up in here. Well, obviously, they don't look like they need to be arrested, but if I was a officer with a stick up my ass and the government's dick in my mouth, I might think those guys might be suspect and they weren't going to church today or something.
Right. They look like they may have jaywalked.
Yes. Yes, at least.
I got arrested from here one time, too, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Speaking yeah, that was great. Did you actually go to jail or did they just take you home and, like, talk shit to you?
No.
How'd that work out?
They, It's not something I want to get into right now.
I mean, well, yeah, so, actually, so
actually,
all the secret
the
societies.
Stupidest fucking things I've
so,
ever had to
yeah.
deal with.
I was fucking Clint Eastwood this one time, and
so I'm balls deep in this guy's ass.
Fucking Clint Eastwood. And then he looks over and said, oh,
a G-spot
punk.
Walks into a bar.
Oh, fuck.
G-spot inward. F-bomb,
so apparently,
B-town.
I woke up at Tudor's house this morning. Had no idea how the fuck I got there. I was like, looked outside. I was like, damn it. Allegedly, I might have drove.
You had someone drive your car, I'm
yes,
sure.
I had someone drive my car in my blacked out state of mind.
Absolutely. Very wise choice.
Dude, I really...
Because we here at the Intel Scanner do not endorse...
We do not drink and drive or advocate.
We do not endorse drunk driving laws, actually.
Yes. But every cop that walks in here
but since
is
they're there, since they're there,
a dick.
Since they're there...
Well, there's other yes. laws anyways. Yeah. Like reckless driving, damaging other vehicles or people or killing people and stuff. Then there's things of that nature.
If you want to end up in a
already
ditch.
Prosecutable.
I got a good one.
Call N-word if you want to end up in a ditch. Driving
so
home
I was looking on Facebook, and apparently that white cop that shot that black kid in Ferguson, Missouri, an angry mob walked up and shot him like three or four times.
What?
I just think it's hilarious.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know either.
I don't know. You it's really hard.
We better run a check on that.
Yeah,
if he died.
No, he didn't die. Apparently, he was not even in critical condition.
What's his name? Russell Wilson.
I don't know.
Wilson.
He's obviously a wienerhead.
Mr. Wilson.
He's Mr. Wienerhead. That
he's
is
cute. He's got blonde
head.
Hair, blue eyes. He's fucking...
Yeah.
Did you see his red mark from getting punched?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, I had more of a red mark from shaving the other day.
Oh, yeah. They were like broken eye socket. Yeah. I've seen a broken eye socket.
Yeah,
that motherfucker didn't have a broken eye socket.
No,
broken eye socket?
I just really think it would be cool if he did get shot. I'm just saying, I don't advocate these things, but I'm... I
shot.
Laugh
if
a
who got
bit.
Shot?
If that cop that shot that poor black kid
what
in Missouri.
What is his name? Oh, Russell Wilson? I think it is Russell.
Russell Wilson.
No, it's
Did
something.
I don't think he
no?
got shot.
I remember reading in Facebook, but you can only believe Wilson. A small portion of what goes on in Facebook. I mean,
it's something Wilson.
Yeah, it's something Wilson for sure.
Daryl.
Officer.
Oh, who fuck
Daryl Wilson.
Fuck
yeah.
This guy's first name anyways.
Russell
He's
Darryl,
a cop,
what the
okay?
Fuck?
Let's just say cop
it's officer,
douchebag.
Officer fuckface.
Yeah, officer douchey fucking dick.
Officer douchey fuckface.
He resigned.
Officer douchey fuckface.
I don't know. They didn't indict his ass. I know
he
that.
He did resign. They
no,
didn't
he did.
Indict him.
Yeah, he resigned.
I bet you if that dude writes a book, he'll make $1 million right now. What the fuck y'all talking about? Guaranteed. If that son of a bitch writes a book, he'd get $1 million.
Oh, he's gonna make.
I shot a black kid in Missouri,
Darren
and
Wilson,
and it was pretty cool.
Darren,
yeah, that's
is
it.
Is that what it is? Is Darren Wilson? Yep, Officer Fuckface Wilson.
Yes, and it's not really that. Let's see. I don't really even think. Obviously, in Missouri, it might be a race issue, but it's just them against the society. You know. But, the cops, man. The cops, the government. I mean, the cops are just mere peons of what the government tells them to do.
You know what's
anyways.
Crazy is when I lived in Alaska, I lived on this little, tiny little island, right? This kid got into a shootout. Well, a standoff with the police.
That's badass.
And he was shooting at him with an AR-15, and the kid walked away, like, without a shot fired from police. And I'm sitting here thinking. And they were like, oh, my God. Thank God for the police. And I'm like sitting here thinking, no, thank God for being up here, because if he was down south, like, and you open up fire on the police, like, you're not walking
you're not
away.
Gonna, yeah, you're that. Not walking away. Like,
dude, you know the cops just here in Billings alone have shot...
like four of my friends in the last year.
Yeah, I knew two of them myself. That Richard dude.
Jason Shaw.
Jason Shaw, I knew him. He actually beat a Fed charge.
I miss old Shaw Dog. He still shouldn't have pulled out a BB gun.
Well, Shaw...
yeah, you're
going to
get blown away.
Shaw was kind of a dirtbag. He's the kind of dude that, like... He wasn't the best dude. He obviously didn't deserve to be handled like that.
He had teardrop tatted, right? I'm thinking of the right guy.
I was in jail with the dude.
White guy.
He moved to Arizona.
Teardrop tatted on his arm.
Yeah. Yep.
He was kind of a fucking crazy tweaker dude. Like, he's a sketchy fucker. I wouldn't want to hang out with him at all. Period. I mean,
well,
unless I was in an abandoned...
We got 2 minutes, so yeah, you know, I just would like to reach out to all police officers out there. Wake up, brothers. You're Americans, too. Do you want your children to grow up in this kind of police state where they're at risk of getting killed every time they get pulled over? What if the cop that pulls them over doesn't know he's a cop's kid and he gets killed? So, I mean, wake up. Don't be an order follower. Don't be an order follower. You have to make the decision for yourself. Think about what's right and wrong. Do you want to follow this corrupt system or do you want to make it better? Do you want to change this shit? Don't follow the orders they tell you to do. If you know that it's out of the boundaries of right and wrong, the Constitution, common law, common sense, give me a break. You guys can't just go around shooting people willy-nilly because you know you have no repercussions coming at you. That's why they're getting away with all this shit. Don't fall into that trap. You don't have to go around killing your fellow Americans. It's just going to turn bad for you. When there's a checkpoint on every corner, the cops are going to be the targets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
We outnumber them. B-Town.
And here we go. Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights.
Check us out next week, guys, at 8 o'clock.
I'll see if I can be here, people.
8:30.
We love you. We love talking to you. We love it when you call in.
We love talking shit.
See you guys next week, huh?